This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some bowling? Surprisingly, it might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Jason Bro with Pins Hadley. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you today?
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your business.
Well, we are a bowling alley, arcade, restaurant, and venue for entertainment purposes. We have a variety of other activities that can happen inside our venue, such as axe throwing. We have ping pong. We have billiards. All stuff for people to come in and have fun.
How did you get into the business?
That's a funny story. I was transferring jobs, and believe it or not, the person who was the vice president of this company, Pins, used to work at the company I used to work for before I chose to come here. And we just started talking, and he's like, why don't you just come over to Pins? And I was like, all right. I've been in the food service industry for about 26 years, so it was pretty much a non-brainer as far as jumping ship from where I was to here because of the location.
What are the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
Well, sometimes the issues that we have are, how long is a game take, or why do I need to wear shoes? And there's a lot of little things that people ask us every day, and it's like, well, it's for your safety, most of it. But like, people always are wondering, why do we need shoes for bowling? And it's like, well, otherwise it's so you don't slip and fall, because the lanes are oiled up and everything. So you have to slide and release. And if you use regular sneakers, you could tumble and fall over and hurt yourself.
Right. Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Outside of work, I have a passion. I'm a member of the Western Mass Ghostbusters. We are a charity organization that has fundraisers for local charities like Lorraine Soup Kitchen. We do food drives here at Pins for that charity once a year. That's my biggest passion is being part of the Western Mass Ghostbusters. I also am a big movie buff, and yeah, that's pretty much all I have. And my family's first, actually. So
of course, let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Unfortunately, in the past year, I've lost three very important people in my life, and I didn't think I could get out of it. But I persevered, and it's making me a better person. I'm looking at things from a different perspective now, and I'm trying not. I used to be like, all I do is work, work, work. Now I realize that tomorrow's not promised, so I try to spend as much time with my family, but you need to work too. So, but yeah, ultimately, that's been probably one of the biggest hardships. In under a year, I lost three people. So
we are so sorry for your losses.
Thanks.
But thank you. Appreciate you sharing that with us. What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about Pins and Hadley?
That we're here. I get all the time, oh, I didn't know you were a bowling alley. I didn't know you had a restaurant, or I didn't know there was axe throwing here. And I get that all the time. I'm like, well, we've been here for this company, venue got here in 2018. We closed down for COVID for obvious reasons, but then we reopened back in May of 2021 or April 2021. And we're here. We're always trying to make all the guests happy. My crew does a great job at it. But yeah, that's the one thing. People just don't know that we're here and what we provide. And I have social media where I'm pushing all our specials, because we have weekly specials, we have daily specials, And I'm just trying to get more people to realize that Ben's and Hadley does exist. We're in the mall, and you just got to come on down, and we're ready to have fun.
How can our listeners learn more about Pins and Hadley?
You can go on to pinsbowl.com. You can click on the link that says Hadley, and it has everything that we have available. It doesn't have all the arcade games that we have available, but it has like bowling lanes. It has axe throwing. There's a brief menu. It tells you what the menus that we have are, what our specials are. I'm really excited because our next rollout of new menus starts this coming Monday, and we're bringing back unlimited bowling so people can pay one price and pay for as long as they want. So that used to be a good thing, and I'm hoping that since we're bringing it back, it could bring in more people.
Great. Well, Jason, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.